and there is a home in Chicago that for six decades has housed Holocaust survivors. The self-help home was set up after World War II and used to be filled with Jewish refugees who managed to escape Nazi-occupied Europe with their lives. These days, it's a place for the last generation of Holocaust survivors. And over the next 2 days, we're going to hear from two of them, starting with Edith Stern, who is 93 and worked at the self-help home when she was younger after surviving the Auschwitz concentration camp. I asked her why she got involved with the self-help home when she came to Chicago.
First of all, a self-help home was founded for people who were persecuted by the Nazis. I'm talking about the people who were able to, they were able to leave Germany without going into concentration camps. And when they came, they also came with their parents, these old people. They knew that when they came here, that they had to work to make a living. But they were also aware of the fact that those old people were not able to work anymore, and they were trying to find a place where they could stay, a retirement place. And so it was possible to buy this property for relatively little money, and that was self-help.
And why did you decide to move there?
I survived the Holocaust, and I ended up after in Chicago because my sister was here. That's another story. And they needed somebody who would be who would administer this home. I was in my 40s at that time. Okay, I was relatively young, and the reason why I really wanted to work there was because I could never do anything for my own parents. Mm. They were killed. And those people who now lived in this retirement home in self-help could have been my parents, age-wise. And I wanted to do something for them which I never could do for my own.
Why do you think it is important for survivors to be with each other?
Because they had the same experience. They were from the same country. They spoke the same language because, again, I have to say something. Those old people, very few of them spoke English. They spoke German. And old people, as perhaps you know, have difficulties to learn a foreign language, okay? So another thing, when they asked, when I applied for the job and they interviewed me for the job, and I am really from Czechoslovakia, I'm not from Germany, they didn't ask me, the people who interviewed me, whether I speak English, but they asked me whether I speak German. Because I came from another country. I didn't come from Germany. I speak just as well German because my father was from Vienna. So I speak both languages.
As Holocaust survivors get older, it becomes more important, it seems, for people to hear these stories, though, these stories of survival from the Holocaust.
The reason why I think it's important that we, if people ask us, that we talk about it, because we were there. We are not people who heard about it. I was there. And I think it's important that people don't forget. And we are the last generation of survivors. If the Holocaust brought anything positive, I hoped, would be that people would remember and fight against discrimination and against hatred. Because I think hatred is the biggest arm against each other. Because when you hate, you hurt yourself. You don't only hurt the next person, the person whom you hate, but you hurt yourself. That's how I look at it. I don't know whether you understand what I'm saying, but that's my philosophy.
I do understand, and I think our listeners understand as well. Is there anything that you would like people to know, though, about where you find yourself now in this self-help home in Chicago and why that's valuable to you?
I entered the self-help home because I knew that that would be the last place I would live in. Most of the people there had a very similar experience and a very similar time of life as I. They also came from Europe. They also suffered. And we had very much in common. And I felt I was at home.
It's good to have people who know what you've been through
there
with you.
In a way, yes. Even there were not too many who were survivors, but there were all who were persecuted by the Nazis. And they had to leave their life, so to say, and start again from the beginning, the new life in America. Yeah. And that was what brought us close.
Well, Edith, thank you so much. I know it's a little bit difficult to do this over the phone, but we really appreciate your time talking with us.
Okay.
That's Edith Stern, a resident at the self-help home in Chicago and a Holocaust survivor. Tomorrow, we're going to hear from another resident of the self-help home, Margie Oppenheimer, who says conversations about the Holocaust in the home are not all that common.
Actually, telling you the truth, we do not talk about the past that much, if we talk at all about the past.
Why is that?
That's the way I am. I mentioned I was in the camp, and that's it. If they ask more questions, then I will answer them.
That conversation tomorrow.